heard from two of the four Republican candidates running in Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District in our last half hour. We will hear from the other two in this half hour. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Thursday, August 7th. All four candidates are vying to replace longtime Republican U.S. Representative Tom Petri of Fond du Lac, who is not seeking re-election this year. The winner of the August 12th Republican primary will advance to the November election and face the Democratic candidate on the ballot, Winnebago County Executive Mark Harris, and Libertarian candidate Gus Fahrendorf. Our next Republican candidate running for U.S. Representative for Wisconsin's 6th District is Glenn Grothman. If you have a question for him, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Glenn Grothman is a Republican state senator from Campbellsport and a candidate for Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. I'm speaking live from the Alto Fair, so I'm in a good mood this morning. I can't wait for the question.
Hey, what's going on at the fair?
We've got breakfast. We've got a special tent here with iced coffee. We have pancakes. We have sausages. It's just tremendous. So any of your listeners in the Fond du Lac, Waupun area should come down to the Alto Fair, and later today we're going to have a parade.
Sounds good. Well, let's start with our first question for everybody. Why are you running for Congress?
Well, because there are huge problems in the country, and the debt is huge, where the value of the dollar is declining. But even more, the amount of people on welfare, adopting what I call the welfare culture, keeps going up. There are huge incentives that the federal government has not to work, to raise children out of wedlock. And we've got to change that or our country's going to be lost.
Yeah, you say the biggest problem facing the nation isn't health care or immigration or jobs, but welfare reform. And so why is that? Well, why?
Those other things are big problems, too. Immigration is quickly becoming a big problem. And if we don't solve that, our country will be lost as well. But let me give you some statistics on what's going on welfare. The number of people on food stamps, just one of many programs, has gone up from 17 million people to 49 million people in the last 14 years. That should alarm Americans. Another statistic, if you are a single parent and you maybe are considering marrying the father or mother of your children, you could lose over $35,000 in benefits, largely federal benefits, between the earned income tax credit and the food stamps and the low-income housing allowance. And the daycare and the medical care and, you know, easier to get grants to go to college, the heat bill assistance. It is ridiculous that we are penalizing people over $30,000, $35,000 a year to get married. Our country cannot continue to survive if we do this. And, of course, the people are responding to these huge incentives. We have more and more people on these programs. More and more people raising the children without a mother and father at home. I am really afraid that this will destroy the country. I have a long history of being very pro-business in Madison. I'll carry that on. We have to close the borders and do something about immigration immediately. The current policy is almost designed to destroy America. But the welfare is part of the immigration problem as well. You got to remember right now, I am being told in Mexico, they talk about the generous American welfare benefits. And just as the state of Wisconsin for many years was a welfare magnet for the central United States, the United States is now becoming a welfare magnet for the Western Hemisphere. This will destroy our great country.
Yeah, how are you going to get anything done about any of these problems with all the gridlock that's going on in Washington?
Well, when I talk to people about the overgenerosity, for example, of the welfare system, when I talk to people, there's a $35,000 penalty for getting married. Everybody's appalled. This has not been publicized. And I think as you publicize the problem, you create a situation in which the other congressmen and senators have to deal with the problem. And I expect something to get done that way. Maybe it won't be exactly what I want to do, but we have to change this system or America is sunk.
We just talked to one of your opponents, Joe Lipum, in our last half hour, who said that he's a conservative, but he's going to be reaching out and trying to do something to reach consensus to fix the problems. Do you consider compromise a dirty word?
Well, you've got to take what you can get. And then I will point out, since Governor Walker's been governor, he has signed 60 bills that I've authored. I think that's more than any other state senator up there. And the reason he signed so many bills is like sometimes you get all that you want, sometimes you get half of what you want. I wouldn't have passed 60 bills unless sometimes I was getting that all of what I wanted. Getting could very easily happen in Washington as well. So I'm not afraid of compromising, provided we're moving the ball in the right direction.
Should President Obama be impeached?
That's not going to happen. I think a lot of Democrats are saying it's going to happen because right now the public is not there. He has about 2.5 years left in his current term. And unless the public demands it, that is not something that's going to happen. Speaker Boehner's made it clear it's not going to happen. Obviously, he's done some very wrong things. He's done things in which he deserves to be impeached for, but it is not going to happen. It's a silly thing to talk about.
What should happen if he signs an executive order on the immigration issue while Congress is on recess?
It's horrible, and Congress has to do all they can to prevent it. We have a rogue president who is not bound by the Constitution. I think it should perhaps be, to the degree possible, eventually ignored. It should perhaps be struck down by the courts because he is just exceeding its bounds. I don't think I can remember in my lifetime a president who has less respect for the Constitution. I don't know what you do if you have a lawless president. He would deserve to be removed from office, that's for sure. And we'll just have to see whether the public would be as outraged as they should be.
We have a caller from Fond du Lac who has a question for you, Jody. Hi, Jody. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I am a constituent in this district that's up for election, and I've seen the advertisement for Mr. Grossman and also his opponents, and I identify myself as a liberal, so I take offense to some of the television ads that I've seen. They portray themselves as fighting liberals and waging some sort of war on us. And I need to, I guess, say that and remind them that, you know, about half their constituents will be identifying with, you know, a political party that's the opposite of them. So I'm really curious as to how they will represent, and especially Mr. Grossman, represent the needs of all of his constituents and not just this conservative frenzy going on at the moment.
Well, I look out for everybody. I think that's the reason I've had such a successful career in the state Senate. I have worked with Democrats frequently in the past. I'll give you an anecdote. When Governor Doyle was governor, twice a year he would give a speech, a State of the State speech and a state budget address. And after those speeches, he'd invite everybody over to the executive mansion to get together. Many Republicans would not go. There were times in which I was one of only one or two Republicans would go and meet with Governor Doyle. I have never been afraid to meet with Democrats, and I think if you look at my record in the state Senate, I again and again do look out for the most vulnerable members of society. Now, I do not believe that overly generous welfare benefits help the most vulnerable people because, A, it discourages them from working, and, B, it encourages them to raise children out of wedlock. So I don't consider that a benefit to them. But I do look out for the most vulnerable. Now, maybe other Democrats who are looking for something from the government, I would not be on their side if they're looking for, you know, just more money. But I do think I look out for everybody, and to imply that I will not look out for certain segments of society is just not true, particularly vulnerable people.
Senator Grossman, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were going to primary Congressman P. Try before he announced
right.
He would not seek re-election. Right. Because why? You thought he was too moderate?
Well, I felt that and the big problems that our country is facing. Right now, we're borrowing 20% of our federal budget. Congressman Petri had a reputation, honestly, for being spending more money than at least other Republicans in our congressional delegation, be it Congressman Ryan, Congressman Sensenbrenner, then Congressman Green, and whenever you look. So if you're going to say we can't borrow 20% of our budget forever, you've got to look at the Republicans and say, what are you doing? I think Congressman Petri is in part responsible for us borrowing 20% of our budget. I mentioned the huge welfare problem. I think people turn to Republicans to solve that problem. Congressman Petri was not doing that. That's why I challenged Congressman Petri in a primary. Now, I eventually got three other opponents when Congressman Petri dropped out, but I do not feel that did not feel that Congressman Petri was doing a good job. If you want to call it moderate, you can call that a moderate. I don't know whether it's moderate. I think when you want to spend more than our already bloated federal budget, I think that's more than moderate. But in any event, that's why I challenged Congressman Petri.
So why are you the best candidate for the job now?
I think there are three reasons. First of all, the reason we haven't solved these problems is too many politicians are afraid of controversy. I have a history of not being afraid of controversy in Madison that's unmatched, be it election law reform, be it tax reform, be it taking on the trial lawyers, being taking on the police union on duty disability, being taking on affirmative action, being taking on welfare reform, comprehensive welfare reform in Madison. I have proven the way the others have not, that I am not afraid of controversy. Secondly, I'm just not somebody who likes to send out press releases. I get a lot done, too. I mentioned before that since Governor Walker's been governor, he's signed 60 bills in which I was the Senate lead. Okay, my two opponents, well, they vote for almost all those bills, and I like them. Joe Lipan, since Governor Walker's been governor, has had Governor Walker sign 30 bills. Dewey Strobel has Governor Walker sign 6 bills. So I'm getting stuff done in addition to not being afraid of controversy. Going forward, I think when I talk about things like welfare reform, when I talk about things like regulatory reform, when I talk about things like getting rid of the Federal Department of Education, I think I deal with a passion and a knowledge that the others can't match. And if you are concerned about this welfare situation, if you don't want to have a situation in which the number of people on food stamps has gone up from 17 million to 49 million in the last 14 years, you should vote with me, because I will do what I can to change these programs so we don't have the huge anti-marriage incentives and the huge incentives not to work. That's why I would vote for me.
And our last personal question for you is, what do you like to do to have fun besides go to the fair?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, and I'm sure it's true of the other candidates, I guess this is kind of fun. I like to meet with people and talk about politics. I would love to think that things are warm enough in November, that after I win this, I can golf one time before the year is over. I like to play sheepshead. I would love to play sheepshead. Those are things I like.
That sounds fun. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you much, Joy. It's always fun to listen to or to talk to the erudite listeners of public radio.
Glenn Grothman, Republican State Senator from Campbellsport. By the way, I've golfed at the golf course in Campbellsport. You can try that, Senator Grothman. Also a candidate for Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. We will talk with our fourth candidate running for Congress after this break. This is the Ideas Network.